So we had our first frost a few days ago.
Yes, we did, and it knocked my pigweed back. It's the first time this year we've had a pretty good, we actually had a freeze.
So I ain't had any pigweed in a while. I've been keeping on top of my stuff now. I ain't had any pigweed problems.
Well, I don't want it to go extinct, so I keep a little bit growing. But you know, it got down to 30 degrees. That's terrible for you folks up north. I mean, that's terrible.
Well, my
for
truck
us.
Said 32.
Yeah, it got colder than that here.
I didn't notice a lot on my plants, but on my grass in my yard, I did. What's crazy to me, and we talked about figs a little bit before, and some of these other fig varieties we've been trying, as opposed to the brown turkey, these things that keep making and making up to the first frost. Whereas my turkey figs, they got one good run in them, and then they shut down, leaves fall off, everything.
They do come early, though. The brown turkeys do come early.
Right, right. So I brought some here to show everybody and for us to sample. So this one here and that one there, I got several different stages of ripeness there, so you can pick which one you like. So this is a black Malta, which is a Mediterranean fig. And let me pull out my cheat sheet here. So when it comes to figs, we've got all these different, you hold one up and I'll hold one up, different color figs, and for each color you got all these different flavor profiles. So you got punch berry, sugar berry, sugar caramel, honey berry, also. So the black Malta is what we call a punch berry fig, and then the LSU Gold is a honey flavor fig.
Yes, it is.
And what we've been working on is having at least one or two of every flavor profile. And this is kind of my list I go by there.
So this Malta right here, let's bust it open. So this looks pretty good right here. I'm just going to kind of. And this is a closed eye variety. Now that was not as ripe as you would normally have it. With this cold weather hitting them, they don't have quite as good as flavor as what they do in the late summer.
Now my little boy Titus, he'll eat the whole thing.
Oh, I will too. Yep, that's good.
So that punch berry there almost has a little bit of a citrusy taste to it. It tastes completely different than that brown turkey fig.
And this is a pretty fig when it gets ripe too, because it gets that dark purplish color all over. Mm-hmm. It's not the biggest fig out there, but it's a good one. However,
speaking of big one,
man, this LSU Gold gets big, and it gets golden color as it gets ripe.
Now, that one's more ripe.
Yep, that was.
But yeah, these are big old figs, and in memory of our LSU Tigers, which are going to go down this weekend, we'll give this one a try. So this is the inside of this one.
Oh, yeah, look at there.
That one's a lot more ripe than this one. Inside of these are kind of golden color, and I got more of that honey flavor to them. Both are good, but this is a lot different than that red one we tried earlier. But I wouldn't turn down either one of them. So we did have some people calling and asking if we were selling fig trees or not. But if we ever do that, it's going to be several years down the road.
Yeah, we're building seed stock right now, trying to get our little hobby orchard together.
So. Yeah, so we got to grow us an orchard first, which is going to take a couple years. And then we'll talk to you about.
But if you don't like figs, you should. That figs is one of my favorite things there. And I think everybody ought to have at least a couple fig trees on the homestead.
Yeah, yeah. And some of these other varieties are just so good.
And there's so many things you can do with them. Of course, I like to eat them off the tree, but for fig preserves, man, it's just all kind of things you can do with them. I mean, there's nothing better than sit down and eat you a handful of fresh figs.
Oh, yeah. Me and Tati the other day picked what was on them four new trees I planted and rode around on the mule and just eat figs for about 30 minutes.
Yep.
Let's say hey to everybody before we get two more in depth here.
Right.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Row by Row Garden Show. I'm Travis.
I'm Greg.
And we're excited to have you with us tonight. This is our second night in our new studio. And if you're joining us for the first time, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and that bell button down below so you get notified every time we come out with a new video. And if you're a frequent viewer of the show, it's always good to have you back.
And we have made some improvements.
We have made some improvements, and we still have a few more to go. And I want to talk about those. So last week, the studio was pretty bare bones.
It was rough. I knew it was going to be.
Pretty bare bones. So everybody wanted us to get a sign, so we got a sign made. I picked that up this morning. We got a new sign made. Behind the camera, which you can't see, we've got a big moving blanket from ceiling to floor to kind of help absorb some of the sound. I do have some acoustic panels ordered that are being custom made for us that are going to go on both of these walls and the ceiling. We don't have those installed yet, but that should help even more. We put a rug on the floor. So we're taking drastic measures here to make sure we've got good sound. We did have, and I get this every now and then on the show videos, people saying they can't hear one of us, and I want to kind of explain why that is. So we use a two-channel mic system. There's two mics sitting on top of that camera. I've got a mic, Greg's got a mic, and they feed in, they split into one cable, it runs into that camera. And then when you pull it up in the editing software and go to edit it, there's several different ways you can publish that sound, but the way I usually publish it is in a stereo format. And with the two-channel system, what that means is if you've got headphones on or if you're listening to it on computer speakers, you'll hear one of us on one speaker or one of us in one ear and the other one on the other speaker or the other ear. Now, I had no idea that there were people out there still watching videos on a desktop computer with speakers plugged in,
but I do.
I was wrong. I figured everybody was watching on their phone or their tablet or their TV. So if you do have, if you are listening on a computer with external speakers, you need to plug in both speakers. Otherwise, you're only going to hear one of us.
I didn't know that.
If you're listening on a phone, tablet, laptop, you'll never be able to tell. If you listen on headphones, you'll hear one in one ear, one in the other. I'll try to get that mixed better so that doesn't happen, but if you watch any of the older shows and can only hear one of us, that's what's happening. What else?
We've had some cold weather. Boy, my garden is growing. I got a garden full of stuff. Mustard greens is looking beautiful. Onions is growing. Brussels sprouts is growing. Collards, man, I got collards growing. Crazy. I got near about as much ready to eat in my garden as what I had in the summertime. You can grow a lot of things in this time of the year, and I probably have overdone it a little bit, but I got a lot of stuff growing. I got a lot of stuff ready. I could give away a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Mine's kicking right now, too. One thing I want to talk about as far as fall and winter gardening goes that I think is a little bit of a misconception out there. And I see this a lot. People don't water enough this time of year. They think because it's cold outside, they don't need to water that often. But yep. If that sun's shining, you need to be putting some water
on. And the second thing to that thing is, too, with the cold weather that we have, if that plant is hydrated and it's got plenty of water and not stressed, you're not going to get near the damage to that plant that you would if it's stressed out and not hydrated. So keeping that garden well watered is going to help you a lot when the cold comes near and nips you.
Yeah, and with my stuff that I have on drip, if we don't get any rain for a week, I'm watering it about every other day.
Yep, I am too.
For like my cabbage and stuff, I'll hit it with the drip about an hour every other day. Now my onions and stuff, I've been turning them on and leaving them running all night long.
Another thing I see people make a mistake of is not fertilizing in cold weather.
Right.
These brassicas and these collards, these greens, they love that fertilizer. Even in the cold weather, they'll take it up, and you can tell a tremendous difference in your plants.
And I want to talk about that in a minute, in particular reference to my lettuce. Lettuce is one of those things, and I really like this about lettuce, is you can push it as hard as you want to. So I've got some lettuce in the ground, and I've been shooting the water, and I've been hitting it with the 20-20-20 and the micro boost about at least once every 2 weeks. I have done it in consecutive weeks. But that lettuce, you can kind of control how soon it's going to grow and come off. If you want to really, really push it and shoot the juice to it, water and fertilizer, you can get it to mature pretty quickly. Or if you want more of a slow, you know, maturity throughout the winter, you can do that as well. It's really nice because you can, depending on when you need it or when you want to harvest it.
And it's forgiving too, in case you make a little bit of a boo-boo. It's forgiving. another thing too, you know, it's one of the crops that we grow in the wintertime and we really don't have to worry about insects.
Nope. Worms don't
bother.
If I've got some leftover spray in the tank, I'll hit it, but I don't go out there to spray the leftover spray
either.
Any means.
I don't either. But then you better keep them worms sprayed on your collards and your Brussels sprouts and things like that this time of year. But I'm almost positive I ain't sprayed my lettuce the first time, nor my beets.
And going back to watering real quick, that elephant garlic, you about can't give it too much water.
Yep.
That stuff, I let the drip run overnight, and man, I come out there in the morning, it's grown 2 or 3 inches, yep. It seems like. A few more things. So we've got a lot of people out there been ordering Christmas gifts. We've had been busy the last few days. The seed starting kits, which we're going to get into in a little bit, seem to be really popular for Christmas. The wheel hoe is always a popular gift. And as always, folks, if you order for 3 p.m. on a weekday, 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll ship it that same day. So no worries, it's going to get there in time for Christmas.
You know, next week we need to do that Christmas gift thing again.
Yeah, like our top 10
Christmas
gifts.
Yeah, we should do that.
I did have one lady ask me, she said, I'm worried I ain't going to get home before my husband does and want to know if he would be able to tell what the box was. And so a little tip here, we use, and if you order from us before, you know this, we use some pretty gaudy tape on our packages. It's kind of our...
I'm going to get this right here and show them what I'm talking about.
So it's kind of our signature deal. So you get that. A Hoss box in.
You know where it come from.
You know where it come from.
Slide that in there, yep.
So if you are ordering a gift and you're worried it might get there before you get home and your husband or wife's going to see it, might want to ship it to a buddy's house or something or another. But yeah, the tape's going to give it away. All right, so today's main segment, we're going to talk about seed starting kits. So we just... if you've been watching the show, you know a couple weeks ago we unveiled those new bottom trays, and the same company that's building those for us is also making some really nice kind of I won't call them indoor, but we are kind of designing them for the person who doesn't have a greenhouse or a grow room. So we've got three new kits we just put on the website. We kind of debuted them, and you get the whole kit and caboodle there, everything you need. And we want to kind of go over those kits, what's in them, and...
Let me go over first how we got there.
Okay, sure.
All right, so we see right here, this is the normal tray that people in the United States use.
1020.
And this is a 1020, and we've used them for years. And this is what we consider a disposable product. So you use this 1 year, you can tell it's flimsy.
You have that little liner there.
You have the liner in there, and you use it 1 year and throw it away. This is the standard in the horticulture industry in the United States, is these types of plastics here. And the reason be is because the nurseries use them and sell them at the big box stores or the garden center, where the person goes home and plants them and throws them away. Works fine for that. However, we wanted to do something a little bit different. What we wanted to do was we wanted to have a product not flimsy and throw away, but something that you could use over and over again. Because we just really didn't like the idea of using something one time and throwing it away. It's wasteful on the one side, and the other side, it gets expensive. So I started doing a lot of research on trying to find some trays that would last. And what I came up with, there was nothing in the United States. No manufacturer in the United States was making anything what we wanted. So
everybody's stuck on that.
Everybody's using this because this is what they got. This is the only thing that's available. So I looked into having getting some companies make some dyes for us, and we was gonna make our own products. I probably stayed on that for a month. Looked at dye costs, looked at engineering costs, and all that. We've done some of this before, so I had a little bit of an idea of what I was doing, and it got real expensive real quick. What I happened upon was a company in England that made the product we wanted. And if you think about England, they've been around gardening a little longer than what we have.
Yeah.
And they have a little different philosophy than what we have. They like quality just like we do here in the United States. And they don't like to use a lot of stuff that's thrown away. So I contacted the company and worked out a deal to bring their product in here to the United States. And we got our order together. We got it here a couple weeks ago. And now we've got it in stock and we want to show it to you. And we're really excited about it. We think we've got something that you're going to be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. And it's going to be just what people like you and I like, is a quality product for people that grow their own plants and people that want something that's going to last.
That's right. So let's put that away.
So let me go again here, how things are. If you don't know, see there? Now you put your hand on these and they squish down like right there.
Yeah.
Use them one time. Look here, I have bought these things and used them. Use them one time, then you throw them away. You just cannot.
You can try to save them, but it ain't really worth it.
Yeah, you can't get it together, save them.
All right, so let's start out. We got three new kits, and the difference in the kits is the size and then and some of the components of it. So let's start out with this one here, which is what we call our, this is our 24-cell seed starting kit.
And the box is like a 24x16, so it's not a real big box.
And so you get nice color instructions there with it.
These come with every kit.
Let me just pull everything out
just
of here.
Pull everything out.
And then we can get rid of this box here. Okay. All right, so let's start off with the actual trays themselves and what you get. So these are really nice, tough plastic trays here.
We call these inserts.
Inserts. The cell size on these are 2x2. And so with this 24 cell kit, you get two of these 12 cell trays. You can grow 24 plants here. You get the bottom tray that goes with it, and this is a nice, tough, sturdy bottom tray. And you also get this humidity dome here, which is optional. You don't have to use it, but if you like to speed up the germination process,
it works well. When your plants start popping out of the dirt, you do away with the germination. I take this off. After my they start sprouting and coming out, then I take this off.
So you've got your 12 tray, bottom tray, and your dome. You get two of those with this 24.
Now here's what's cool about this right here. Of course, it all nests together, so when you're not using it, it's easy to store and put out of the way.
That's right.
But when you are using it, there you go. This is what I really like about this tray. Let me show you. Let me get the whole sticker out there. So for the people that want to grow 12 or 14 tomato plants, not everybody out there wants to grow 100 tomato plants. For somebody who wants to grow just a few pepper plants, a few tomato plants, this is ideal for that. But not only that, say this time of the year when you don't have your peppers and your tomatoes growing, this bottom tray here does not have holes in it, and you can use this to grow microgreens in. La la la. You can use this to grow microgreens. And this is our premium greens mix right here that I planted in that. And this get just a little bit bigger. You take your scissors, you cut this off, you got a nice salad right there. So you can use this in the wintertime or the fall when you don't have your plants growing.
What we call repurposing.
Repurposing. And then when it comes springtime, do away with that soil in there, put your insert in there, and then you get your seed starting tray for your peppers, whatever, cabbage, whatever. But I just love this idea here.
Put that in a window seal.
Yeah, I love this idea of being able to use it pretty much year round to grow a little salad. And you could keep salad or a greens mix growing year round.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So this is going to be the ideal kit for you container gardeners out there, patio gardeners, and even people that just got one or two little raised beds.
Okay, so here's some lettuce that we grew in these same trays here. These are the inserts in here. Got the inserts and got the lettuce growing in the inserts, and they're about ready to be transplanted. However, you could come in there and cut some of those off.
Yeah.
Look there.
You got a nice little lettuce plug there you could put in the ground, or you could eat them right out of this tray right there.
Yep.
So with our kits, we always like to give you basically everything you need. So we talked about the trays you get, the domes and everything. We also give you enough seed start mix to fill these guys up right here. So this is 5 quarts, and this is Pro Mix here. We just have rebagged it, smaller bags so they fit in the box. So this is the same Pro Mix we use in all our videos. Everything you see in our garden is started in this Pro Mix. Good stuff right here. We also give you some fertilizer, so you don't have to worry about using liquid fertilizer or whatever. This is our complete organic fertilizer. And all you do when you get ready to fill these trays, take your little bowl, little bucket, put this in there, add this to this, mix it up good. This is a nice slow release fertilizer. It's going to feed those seedlings once they germinate. Mix these two together, fill your trays. You want to leave you a little bit of this to dust the top of those seeds, but you got all you need right here, and you even get your labels and your garden marker
there. This is the same organic fertilizer we sell in a 3.5 bag, and I've got some trials running down at the house. This stuff here is amazing. Man, yeah. It's good stuff.
It's going to be good for your seedlings. Yep. So you get everything you need here but the seeds.
Yeah, but the seeds. And then you can run over to our seed menu right there and pick you up a few seeds.
Get you some tomatoes, lettuce, whatever.
Premium greens.
Premium greens mix. Yep. So everything you need right here in this 24 cell kit.
Okay? Now this is our least expensive kit right here.
$29.99 is what this one is here. And like I said, these things right here are built to last a long time.
All right.
The only thing you would have to purchase again would be the Pro Mix, which we have on the site, and the fertilizer, we have that as well.
Yep.
Let's move up to the next biggest one we got. Let's pull everything out of here.
Hold on, let me measure first. Let everybody know what size box it is. 21 by 16. So that's a 21 by 16 box. There we have
You want to make sure it didn't fit underneath a Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's right. Here's our
instructions.
It gets better and better. Now, the further along we go, the better it's going to get, y'all.
So this kit right here is basically double what the kit we showed you earlier. Hold those. Let me get this box out of the way. Okay, so those trays we showed you earlier in that 24-cell kit were skinny 12-cell trays. In this kit, you get these 24-cell trays. So a little bit bigger. So this do 48 plants with this kit, whereas you did 24 with the others. So for a little bigger garden, you know, you're going to grow just a few more tomatoes or peppers or more, maybe a bigger variety. This is what you get. Same, it's just a different size, same quality as before.
You can grow the greens mix in there just like we talked about.
Got you a nice heavy duty bottom tray. You got your humidity dome here. These things right here are tough. You're not going to break or bend those. So you get two of those because you're doubling the plants you grow. You get two bags of soil. You get two bags of fertilizer. And you still get the labels and markers. So you don't have to mix up the fertilizer and the soil all two bags at one time. You can do one at a time, just depending on how much you want to plant.
Okay, so this is that same, very same product here.
And that's some cow shot lettuce.
Man, ain't it pretty?
That is pretty.
So you there again, you can grow your greens
nice
mix in it.
Plug there.
And then you can turn a bunch of inserts in there and grow your lettuce plants, tomato plants, whatever. You could cut that and eat that right now.
Yeah, it looks pretty tasty right now. So, what can you grow in these? Just about anything. Lettuce, collards, broccoli, rutabagas, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant. Just about anything you can imagine.
Yeah, well, here's the deal on these right here. They're a little bit more forgiving than what our smaller 162 tray is. So, there's more soil in here. You have a bigger root ball there, so it's not going to dry out as quick as our smaller 162s do. Plus, with this catch tray right here, when you water, the catch tray is going to catch the water. It's not going to make a mess if you got it inside. Plus, if you got a little water in the tray there that's not already been used up, once that plant gets going and gets halfway rooted in, it will wick up from the bottom. However, it won't when you're starting your seed, you're just going to have to water from the top because it won't wick all the way up. But if you just have to be gone for a couple of days, you can make sure you had some water in your tray, put them in there, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, this is the ideal thing for people that go to work during the day or gone for 8 or 9 hours or so. Those 162 trays are great, but they need to be watered 2 or 3 times a day. Because the cell's small, it'll dry out. We can do that because we're right here. But if you go to work and your plants are sitting at the house, you want to keep them watered, and this will allow you to do that.
Yep.
All right. So that's our 48 cell kit.
Man, we're running out of room.
And yeah, we can put some stuff underneath.
Yeah.
Here.
All right.
Now we want to go to this bad boy right here. Let me grab it.
You know, I had one outside there that I was going to bring in it. I guess we'll be okay with that.
If I can get it.
All right. Here is the deluxe. Now, the deluxe comes in a pretty good sized box here. We're talking about 24 by 16.
So we call this the deluxe, and go ahead and pull all that out of there. Instructions. That. Okay.
Boom.
Here we go. Let's put her together. So, with the deluxe, you get, instead of with the previous set we showed you, with these trays here, where you have individual bottom trays for each one, with this deluxe one, you have one big bottom tray that's gonna hold two of these 24 cell trays. So you grow the same amount of plants as you would with the 48 cell kit I showed you earlier. The big difference is you've got this bigger pan here, which is gonna come in handy if during the winter time, like you mentioned earlier, you wanna grow some microgreens.
I got one growing in the greenhouse right now and I forgot to bring it in.
Or some lettuce in here, you can grow a nice patch in there.
Yep, there's not holes in here, and I filled it about three quarters of the way up, planted me some of this premium greens mix, and it's growing great.
Okay, the big kicker with this guy is you get this really nice, fancy dome right here. And in the top of it, you've got some vent controls there. This is made out of injection molded plastic. It's shatterproof.
What this is a mini greenhouse.
Yeah.
For you folks out there that have struggled with having, you know, somewhere to start plants, this is it.
This is the Mac Daddy right here. So this is what we call the deluxe. You're gonna be able to grow 48 plants in there. You got your nice humidity dome. You don't have to use this, but it is nice to be able to use it.
What I do on those cold nights, I got some things outside the greenhouse because the greenhouse is about full. So I got some things outside the greenhouse, like some lettuce and things growing out there. I take this off during the daytime, and at nighttime, I just walk by there and put it on. It keeps the frost from possibly burning any of the plants.
That's a good idea.
Dual purpose again, grow your plants in there. When you don't have your plants growing, grow those microgreens in there, grow those premium greens mix, grow you some salad in there,
arugula.
I mean, the options are endless, what mm-hmm. you could do with this right here.
And with this one,
You get a big bag
of Pro Mix. Now, we don't include the little bags of fertilizer with this kit because this Pro Mix has fertilizer. The small bags of Pro Mix have fertilizer already in it.
Now, how much Pro Mix do we have for, how many times can you refill those two 24s of this bag?
At least twice.
Twice?
Yeah. Yeah.
So with this one bag, with this kit here, you got enough, you could grow 24 and 24 right at 96 plants.
Pretty quick math there.
Man, I'm good today.
And you get the labels and marker with this one too.
Yep.
So you get a little more soil with this deluxe. You get the nicer dome there. So we got options for everybody at all, you know, price levels there. You can get the small kit, the medium kit, the deluxe. And then the last one we want to show is our
Can they hear me grunt?
Probably.
Now this is the Mac Daddy right here.
Now, for those of you that like to grow a big old garden and like to do a lot of plants, this is the one for you. We've had this one out for a while. This is our, what we call our premium, excuse me, seed starting kit. And so this comes with one of our 162 trays. You can grow a lot of plants in here. You get one of these new fancy bottom trays. Watch yourself, Travis. These new bottom trays, and I've been finding so many different uses for these things all over the
there we have it again. Department. You can grow microgreens, and you can grow you a bunch of microgreens in this tray right here. But you know what? What about putting it at your door? Put your boots on there.
Put
when
your
you
boots in there. I had some rutabaga transplants growing in a 338 tray, which we're working on getting smaller than this tray. Cells are smaller, and they're pretty delicate. And what I did was I popped them all out underneath the barn, laid them on here, and took them to the garden and plant. It worked really well to transport those really tiny, delicate transplants.
Carrying tray.
Yeah. So you get the big tray here, the bottom tray, the Pro Mix, and with this one, you get a nice dram soft touch wand. labels and four packs of seed. So.
Now here's the deal, folks. If you have a little bit of a problem trying to figure out which one you want, if you grow a big garden, you grow a lot of stuff, this is the one to get right here. If you got a big garden, but not a large garden, the deluxe. And you kind of step it down to the size garden that you got. Now, if you got a little bitty small garden, heck, all you need is that 24 to 48 to start out with. Mm-hmm. So just kind of measure about how big of your garden is and how much stuff you want to grow to what seed starting kit you want. There's enough soil in here to grow two of these. Well, what's 162 times two?
162 times two would be 324.
Mm. So there's enough in this kit right here to grow 334, you said?
24
plants. That's a lot of plants.
That's a lot of plants.
So kind of measure by how big your garden is, how much you want to grow, and you can figure out which seed starting kit you got that you want. These things will last you for a long time if you take care of them. I guarantee you, you'll be satisfied with them. We're proud to have them in. I don't think you're going to find this anywhere else.
No. So we had this one for a little while, the premium one. Now we're really excited. We've got something for gardeners of all levels. Whether you got a greenhouse, you're growing inside, we got something for everybody, which is we want to be inclusive and we think we've
got. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, if you got several children, you got a big family, you need to raise a lot of food, you need a bigger kit. But if it's just two of you at home, you don't need a whole lot. I mean, the smaller one's fine.
Right, right. All right. So go on the website, you look under seed starting supplies, you can see all those new kits, the 24, the 48, the deluxe, and the premium. Check those out, and if you have any questions about those, let us know in the comments below. You want to set that down to the side of you?
If I can, that baby's heavy.
Just grunt one time.
One grunt. There we go. So we got a couple questions. A
couple questions from last week's show, and if we answer your question on the show, as always, send us an email to cusserve@hosstools.com with your address. We'll be glad to send you a nice little prize. What we got first?
Well, my first question is from Greg. And he wants to know what that means on your shirt.
What that means on my shirt? It means, how about them dogs? That's what Kirby Smart, our great coach, said after we beat Auburn a few weeks ago.
How about them dogs?
Yep. So that's what he said. And I've got a little something to say at the end of the show to my friends in Louisiana.
Okay. All right. So question number one comes from Sue B, a.k.a. Farm Girl. What's up with the shades?
So we had a lot of people getting really upset last week that I was wearing my sunglasses on the
show. It bothered me a little bit, too.
And I do apologize. I started the show outside because I was showing you the new studio. And I'll be honest, I'm just getting used to these new lights up here. There's six lights, and if you know anything about light intensity, these are 6,000K lights, so it's like six suns shining your eyes. And I'm kind of a baby when it comes to my eyes. I wear sunglasses all the time, unless I'm inside sleeping. I wear my sunglasses all the time, and it's not a fashion statement. It's just, for me, it's like wearing sunscreen. It's something you do to protect your eyes from UV rays. And when you folks out there get old, or maybe you're already there, and you start getting cataracts and all that, one of these days you're going to say, man, I wish I would have listened to Trav and would have worn my sunglasses more.
Yeah.
So this is a healthy precaution I do. And I wear my sunglasses in all my outside videos. Last week I forgot to take them off, and some people got real upset and offended by it.
And you do apologize.
I do apologize. I'll try not to make it happen again, but I can tell you, sitting right here now with these on, I'm a lot more comfortable than when I take them off. But I'll do it for the people. I'll leave them off.
Take one for the team.
Yeah. All right. Our second question here for you comes from Jerry Bryant, and he says, what's your opinion on adding charcoal or biochar to your garden?
Biochar has been around for a few years, and we went to these shows in the past and we'd see a lot of the product out there, and I am familiar with it. Biochar is a carbon product. So if you think about biochar, what it is it's charred organic matter that makes this black stuff that looks like ground up charcoal. And you add it to the soil, And it was primarily used to start with to put in soils to help take the contaminants away. But it's also a huge sponge. So when you add biochar to the soil, think about adding a big sponge to your soil, and that carbon is going to pull in nutrients, and it's going to hold those nutrients for you. It's best used if you're trying to get some type of contaminant, whatever it may be, pesticides, whatever, out of the soil. It is the best thing you can put in there to draw those contaminants out. So think about adding, when you add biochar, you're adding a big sponge to add, and it just holds and it gathers in these nutrients and it just holds them till you need them. It's a pretty good product. However, I think good compost is a more viable and a more economical way of doing it. So a good compost is going to do the same thing. It's going to draw in nutrients. It's going to hold them to you. It's going to add carbon, but it's also going to add some nutrients. Biochar really doesn't add any nutrients. It's just that big sponge that when you do put nutrients down there, it's going to hold them for you. And it's not really readily available. You have to buy it in these bags or stuff like that, and it gets a little bit pricey. If you have a source for good quality compost, I would rather use that than I had biochar. If I had contaminated soil, I would definitely, biochar would be my first choice.
Okay, good to know that. Is it biochar, would you consider it something that works pretty fast, or is it slower, like say bone meal, blood meal?
No, it's quick. I mean, it's just like, the best way to explain this is it's just a big sponge.
Okay.
And you pour water on a sponge, what happens? It just draws it in there, and this biochar.
It's not necessarily used as a fertilizer.
No, it's not a fertilizer. It's a nutrient holding capacity.
I got you. All right, well, that is going to do it for today's show. I hope everybody, losing stuff. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Hope the audio is a little better. We're still getting there, still getting a little better. And big game Saturday, 4:00. And to all my friends in Louisiana out there, I love y'all, but this Saturday, some dogs is coming after that ass. See y'all next week.
Big prediction there, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
See y'all.
Bye.